Good afternoon, everybody. This is episode 3. We here with Lamar Sorrell and other guests, well, other host, Reginald Walker. What's up, Reg?
What's up, man? What's up?
Nothing much, man. How your day been?
Draining, but that's neither here or there.
Okay. I understand. Today is March 18th, and, well, 2019, if you didn't know. And we on another episode of Sophisticated Ignorance.
There you go.
We need a good sports topic, and we add a little ignorance to it. Now, going on from, we've been gone for about a week. Some things have been happening. We're back. That's all y'all need to know. We're back. We're
here
to give you some more topics. And we're going to start in the NBA. So, season almost over. Season about to come to an end. We automatically know some teams clinched playoff spots. Some have not. We know most of the teams that won't make the playoffs this year. But, Reggie, I just want to know, which team was your biggest surprise this year?
For me, man, I'm about to just go with the 76ers, man. I'm going to tell you why. The 76ers, when they added Jimmy Butler, I said, God, I'm a Celtics fan, so I'm like, God, they just got a little better. Then they went and got Tobias Harris. I'm like, what am I going to do now?
Yeah,
it hurt you, but you know it's surprising as well because I mean, if you look at that team and how they set up, they are going to be hell in the playoffs. Outside of Milwaukee, of course, being up there, I see Philly being a team that can be, and they played the other night in Giannis' 52-point loss. Which is an amazing stat for him, but I mean he still lost. But you know, here again, that team is well balanced. They just with that starting lineup, because I didn't think they even had enough bench to help. But I mean, when you got people like T.J. McConnell stepping in every now and then doing what he does to help out, and he's not a bad player. He plays his role. You got people like J.J. Redick, who we've all I can talk about him all day, really. But right. I just really feel like Philly is my most surprising team to come up this year, as emerging as being, one of the talk about teams. Because 2 years ago, ain't nobody give a damn about Philly. I'm just being honest.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Philly is one of a good surprising team to me. But my most surprising team, I have to go with the Denver Nuggets. Now, you remember last year, the Denver Nuggets was facing the Minnesota Timberwolves to get the last spot in the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they got the second-best record in the Western Conference. Only one game behind Golden State. So they went from just barely not making the playoffs last year to having the second-best record in the conference. Also, they got the best record at home, 30-6. 30 wins and 6 losses. That's just incredible. This team, I had a feeling that this team would make the playoffs this year. I just didn't expect for them to get number 2. To have the second best record, not the Rockets, not the Thunder, not Utah or Portland, but the Denver Nuggets. Leading them with Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, I mean, Will Barton. They even picked up Isaiah Thomas. And what makes it even worse, that their first-round pick, Michael Porter Jr., haven't even played a single game.
True.
So He's out for the whole year, and we won't see him till next year, which making their team even better. That was my surprise. I didn't see this coming. Well, we did surprises. What about your disappointment? Who was the biggest disappointment this year, Reggie?
Besides the King being on the Lakers, I'm gonna be honest, man. I really couldn't decide on this one, man. I mean, you got Phoenix that's over there, literally terrible, and you know you got I believe they in last place over there, or they're not dead last, like close to it. And then you got the Pelicans, because both of them are just terrible teams. I don't see any room for improvement. And then on the game the other night, the Pelicans, it looks like they are tanking. And it looks so obvious. In the last 3 seconds, they were up and didn't call a timeout. They ended up getting a 5-second violation call, giving the ball to the Suns. The Suns hit a deep three. I mean, they both terrible, man. I was disappointed in them, and especially in the Pelicans, because of all the stuff going around with Anthony Davis. They let Boogie go. I mean, they're just a big disappointment to the league, man. It's almost terrible even watching and at how good they were and how terrible they are now. So I said, if I had to pick one, I would have to go with them. Just to say that they lost so much, and it's going to be a while before they bounce back.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, especially with the Anthony Davis situation.
Yeah.
If you didn't want to bring up the King in L.A., allow me. That is the biggest disappointment this year. I don't understand how in the world the best, so-called the best player in basketball going to a team in which their record is the same last year as it was this year.
That's a fact.
I know people going to bring up LeBron James missing 18 games. But they won some games. It's not like the team went 0-18 when he missed some games. They was just, what, I think 7-11. 7-11. So that's what, 4 games below 500? That's still enough games for you to be able to climb back up into the playoffs. I mean, the Clippers, you just told us earlier, Tobias Harris just got traded to the 76ers. The Clippers have no all-stars. They got a really good talent in Louisville. And Gallinari, he gets hurt a lot, but he's been kind of healthy this year. But besides them, you can't really think of nobody on their team. But yet, they're making a playoff. My Spurs, in which we lost Kawhi Leonard, even though we gained DeMar DeRozan. But still, besides DeMar DeRozan and LaMarcus Aldridge, in which everybody then talked about LaMarcus Aldridge for many years, him being too soft, how he do a jump step, mid-range. He ain't big enough. He ain't strong enough in the paint. But look, they both of them, they the sixth best team in the West. But you got LeBron James with Kyle Kuzma, who everybody talked about being good. Brandon Ingram, which everybody talked about being good. Lonzo Ball, he good defensively, struggling with his shot. But I don't understand. LeBron James left Cleveland, the team he took to the championship, even though they got swept by the Golden State Warriors. But still, he left that team to go to the Lakers, and I can bet you my bottom dollar that he didn't go there for them not to make the playoffs this year. Now, I can understand them not winning the championship this year, but still, to make the playoffs, he just took his team from a chance of making the playoffs to a chance of getting the number one pick in the draft. And you know, look, when you think of NBA, who are the two teams you think about? The Boston Celtics and the L.A. Lakers. Am I right?
That's right. Biggest
Boston
rivalry
in the playoffs. One of the best teams in the East Conference. While the Lakers still struggle to make the playoffs. Yeah, that's the biggest disappointment. I don't care how many injuries he had. I don't care what's going on. They just lost to the Knicks in which Mario Hezonja blocked LeBron James game with a butt. Let me repeat this. Mario Hezonja blocked LeBron James go-ahead bucket. I mean, it wasn't even a tip block. He basically palmed this man's jump shot and said, give me your shit.
He did.
That's basically what he did. That's what it came down to. That's a disappointment. That is straight up a disappointment. But I could talk about that forever and ever. I really don't want to do that right now. Let's move on to the NFL. Now, it's all been right. 1 week of NFL trades or free agency pickups and things of that nature. Now, since we've gone through a week, and I got some breaking news, the L.A. Rams did pick up Blake Bortles as a backup quarterback. I like that.
You liked it?
Yes, I liked that. It was better than who we had last year. Do you even know who was our backup quarterback last year?
I don't know. You could have been out there for all I know.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? But Blake Bortles being able to be the backup is a good thing. At least we know that he's been there before. He has played playoff games before and things of that nature. Instead of a person who could be the backup and don't have a clue what to do. But besides that, which team you think improved the most so far?
Now, I thought about this one. You know, I'm a Saints fan. I've been screaming Dogtown since last year. Not because I'm a fan, but because I saw the raw talent that the Cleveland Browns have been picking up. And I like all of the moves that they have been making during free agency. But I'm saying this to say that I did not pick them.
What?
I went with the Oakland Raiders again.
Boy, you starting to sound like a Raiders fan.
I'm just saying, man, you can't ignore the facts. And the facts is that they just picked up A.B. That is a wonderful addition to anybody's team. I wouldn't care who is. Whoever has a reliable quarterback and A.B., you winning some games. I can't see how they can go from having the number four pick in the draft this year to how they cannot be in the playoffs next year. Unless injuries happen amongst pretty much the whole team. And like I said, free agency is not even over, man. Vontaze Burfict is out there and Dominic Sue is out there. These are people that they could actually use. They just signed left tackle Trent Brown. And their first round from last year, Colton Miller, he's sliding over the right tackle. They got all the pieces there. If you go look at the free agency, well, there are so many names that are out there as far as secondary help, you know, help on defense, because they did everything else on the offense. But at the number four pick, I already said that they were going to get Kyler Murray, you know, and at least sitting behind Derek Carr. But, I mean, honestly, they don't even have to do that anymore. If they go get them a top cornerback in the draft, like that, and speaking of that, the draft is not even here. The draft is next month. They can still make significant moves in the draft in order to bolster up their defense, which is where they need the most help at. On the offensive side of the ball, they are – I'm not going to say they're complete, but they have significantly increased depth everywhere on their offensive front. So, yeah, I'll go with them as being – my most improved team so far.
Okay. Well, just like whenever we did the biggest disappointment, and you didn't want to go with the Lakers, even though you mentioned them, I'm going to go with the Browns since you want to mention them. The Browns have been the most improved. Now, just like you said, picking up AB for the Raiders. The Browns picked up Odell. Now, you can't say that Odell can't put up numbers and is not one of the best wide receivers in the league.
That's true. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I'm not 100% sold on Cleveland's line to get Baker Mayfield enough time to even get it to Odell. It's going to take a little time to run a route. I'm not as confident as I am in the Raiders' line, giving Derek Carr or Kyler Murray the time to get the ball to AB versus Baker Mayfield having to roll out of pocket because that's what he normally does anyway. He's not a pocket passing quarterback. He's not going to have the time enough to get it to Odell. That's why I gave him the edge.
Well, I can understand that. I can understand it. But like you said, the draft is just a month away. There's still some guards and some tackles they can try to pick up with an affordable price. But still, it's still some draft picks that Cleveland can still make to improve their offensive lineup. The reason why they mainly will go towards that is because they just picked up Olivier Vernon in a trade from the Giants. Again, the Giants have traded for them again. It seems like the Giants trying to make them better for some odd reason, but that's neither here nor there. But look, Olivier Vernon on one side. Then you got Miles Garrett on the other side. Then they picked up Sheldon Richardson. That's a good pickup. Even though last year he did struggle with the Vikings, but still, I feel like that defense, who struggled at times, and they still got Denzel Ward, he was a good talent last year. He played really well last year. That defense going to step up and play better. But besides all of that, just the offense itself in general, you sit here and you got Baker Mayfield, one of the best rookies last year. Matter of fact, he could have been Rookie of the Year to me because he broke the record for the most passing touchdowns by a rookie. But some people had Saquon Barkley. I can understand that. But still, with him being the quarterback, you picked up Kareem Hunt. Even though you got Chubb, you still picked up Kareem Hunt. We found out that he's going to miss the first eight games. He's suspended for the first eight games. It really ain't too bad, to be honest with you, because Zeke, they ain't had no video of him and what he did, if he did it, allegedly. And they gave him six. They seen the kick that Kareem Hunt did towards that woman, and they gave him eight. So that's just half the season. So the second half of the season, they still have Kareem Hunt. Now you got Odell. You got Jarvis Landry. These two played together in LSU before. So they real good friends. They know each other real well. And they still got Joku. It's just their offensive line, like you said, but they'll be able to improve that in the draft or maybe in a couple of weeks if they pick up some more offensive guards, offensive tackles, so on and so forth. That's my biggest improvement. Well,
okay.
Who do you think got worse? Who got worse? To be honest.
Oh, that's an easy one, man. The team that just got Fitzmagic. No, I'm playing. I'm playing.
Come on, man. Don't do them like that.
I mean, it is terrible, though. That man will be on his eighth NFL team. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's terrible, man. Correct. But you mentioned them earlier, though. You mentioned the team that I'm going with. And I'm going to say the New York Football Giants. That team is Oh, my God. Oh, my God. First, you get rid of Landon Collins. Next thing you know, the only thing that you got left holding on to besides Saquon and a mediocre Evan Engram, you let go of Odell Beckham Jr. First of all, you didn't even have a quarterback that could get the ball to him. But you let him go.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? Honestly, the Giants are by far, if they continue to hold on to Eli, they haven't made any upgrades to that line. He's going to continuously get beat up. I mean, who do you have to go through? You turn around, you're giving the ball to Saquon, but your line not holding up. He's not even breaking away, getting the tackles. Getting yards that he was used to getting, because you got people concentrating on Odell over here. You got people concentrating on everything. Now Odell gone, so you ain't got nothing. You don't really have a swing in the fight. I mean, if you put him out in a slot game or something like that, he can get loose there. Being a power runner, I don't see him being that anymore because of them letting everything go. I don't know nothing good that the Giants have done in free agency. I haven't seen anything. So they're going to be my worst team, man.
Oh, man. I was thinking about picking them. But I just want to do this to spew some hatred towards this team, because this is my father's favorite team. I'm going with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay. All right.
Hear me on this one. All right. They already lost Le'Veon Bell. And you see how James Conner had a pretty good year. But
mm-hmm.
I think he'll consistently do that. No, I don't think so. They lost Antonio Brown. All right. They best wide receiver. You could say Juju Smith-Schuster, but the main reason why Juju was getting all the touches that he was getting was because they were double teaming AB. Now he's going to take the double team. And who's going to get Juju numbers? James Washington? You remember him? You know him?
No.
Okay. I figured. Anyway, all right, defense aside, defense been all right. They picked up one of my team's former linebackers, Mark Barron, but he struggled so bad in the regular season. He did pretty good in the playoffs, but he's so short to be a linebacker. But mainly he plays like the nickelback, sometimes safety. He's just that extra little linebacker that you could put up. Yeah, hit hard. But I don't think they really improved in that nature. But the biggest reason why is because of Big Ben. This is the reason why they will be the worst. I got them being the worst team in that division right now.
What?
Even worse than the Bengals. Yes.
Wow.
Right now, the Pittsburgh Steelers will be the worst team in that division. And the main reason is because of Big Ben and the fact that so many people in that organization are more towards Big Ben than actually being towards the whole team. Now, I believe it was the general manager. He may have said that they got one grown-up in which Big Ben and a whole bunch of little kids, which is the other team, I mean the whole roster. Yeah, I believe that's definitely going to pump up the other team. I mean, not the other team, but the Steelers roster. Hell no,
right.
It's not. Big Ben, he talks so much smack. He's not a team leader whatsoever. Matter of fact, I believe I seen reports earlier that a former running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers said that Big Ben is so petty that he will fumble the ball on purpose in the middle of a game just to prove something. Just to prove something. Now, how crazy is that? You want to cost your team a possession or a chance to win the game just to prove a point in the middle of a game? When everybody want to talk about AB not playing the last game of the season. There's a reason why AB wanted to leave. Now, maybe he didn't do it the right way, but it wasn't just because AB didn't want to play there no more. He just didn't like the way Big Ben's been treated. So did Le'Veon Bell. Big Ben said he wanted to retire at some point years ago, and then he decided to come back. He even got upset whenever they drafted that quarterback, I believe from Oklahoma State, in the second round, and he was upset because they didn't draft no wide receiver or somebody to help him out because they thought that he was going to get replaced so early. He got upset about that instead of trying to say, okay, I got a little competition, so maybe I should work harder. Oh, he want to cry and like a little baby because he ain't getting things his way. Watch and see how Big Ben struggle without Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown next year. That's the reason why they the worst.
Okay. I hear you. Worst in the division, huh?
Worst in the division. The Cincinnati Bengals will have a better record than that.
Okay. Okay.
Hear me now. Remember okay. This day.
I am.
Remember this.
It'll be on the podcast.
Yeah, it will. All right, let's go on to the next topic. We're going to go back to basketball. We're just going to do this quick little NBA topic. Now, like I said earlier, it's coming out to the end of the season. Even though this award won't be given out until June, late June, after the NBA Finals, but who do you think deserves to be the MVP?
I'm going to make this short and sweet, man. The guy who's in number one right now, the guy who just scored 52 points and I lost to Philly the other night, Giannis Antetokounmpo. He is averaging 27 points a game, 12.5 rebounds, 5.9 assists, 1.4 steals, 1.3 in blocks. I don't care what team he goes up against. I don't care what player you try to put him on or put against him. He is going to thrive. He's not like a James Harden. James Harden has bad nights. We all know that. He's not like a Paul George. Paul George has bad nights. Giannis doesn't have bad nights because there's nothing that you can do to actually slow him down, stop him. Honestly, there's no answer for him. His ability to continuously find ways to score on dominant defenses or players, despite what anybody got to throw at him, he still does it. He's going to find a way to get it done. I don't care if he Euro step shoots. I don't care if he steps back and shoots it. I don't care if he dunks on. He's going to find a way and play his type of ball. He's only missed 5 games this season. Milwaukee is a threat with him. But to go deep into the playoffs, which we're not talking about, but to go deep into the playoffs, you need a superstar. You know, there's nobody that goes into the playoffs without a superstar. And Giannis is their superstar. Giannis will be MVP.
I'm so glad you picked Giannis. I'm so glad you picked Giannis because I didn't. I'm going with Beard. He will become a 2-time MVP. For this reason, because he did the total opposite of what LeBron James was supposed to do when he made his return back. When James Harden and the Rockets were at the beginning of the year, they was one of the worst teams record-wise. And then Chris Paul get hurt. Clint Capella get hurt. They trade away Trevor Ariza. And he takes this team from one of the worst teams, record-wise, up to the fourth best team in the Western Conference. This man had a scoring streak of at least scoring 30 points in at least over 30 games in a row. It's 10 people this year that have scored over 50 points this year. Giannis just became the 10th player. James Harden did it 6 times. He scored 60 one game. James Harden scored over 50 points 6 times this year. And don't just say, and don't just come at me like, it's more than points, Lamar. It's more than points. You're right.
It is.
Driving and 7 assists and 6 rebounds. That's a lot of rebounds for a shooting guard who mainly just score the ball all the time. Not only that, he's top 5 in steals. You didn't think that. You wouldn't believe that, would you?
I can believe it. He moves around.
Yeah, he moves around. But it's been so many times people say, James Harden don't play no defense. He just sit there and let him go by. Nope. Not this year. This man is putting up steal numbers. He's going to be MVP. Now, I actually think that Giannis got a great chance. I also think it's depending on where James Harden and the Rockets land. Now, right now, he's a little nicked up, so he's day-to-day. But they're still the third-best team in the West. But they ain't that far. Portland ain't that far from them. The Thunder is only 2 games behind. The Spurs are 3. So if they end up dropping to probably, what, the 5th seed,
yeah,
then I can honestly say Giannis will be MVP. But if they stay the 3rd, oh, yeah, I'm giving them James Harden. He will be a 2-time MVP.
I mean, you got an interesting argument on a guy who shoots about 80 times a game. So, yeah.
Don't matter. Oh, you want to talk about him shooting 80 times a game? He still shoots over 40%.
He should. Shooting 80 times a game.
So he make almost half.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. And every point that he scored, that team needs to win the game. Unlike somebody who just get his point, his assist, his steal, I mean, his rebound, plays no lick of defense, and the team loses, but they say, well, LeBron's still putting up his numbers. Ah, oh, damn, I wasn't supposed to say his name. But anyway, let's move on from him. Let's move on from him, because I don't want to talk about him no more.
Please don't. That's why I did.
College. Okay, let's just go to college basketball. Now, the brackets have came out. One of the best times of the year, to me, is March Madness. I mean, it is incredible. And this coming from me, not used to being a college sports guy, to be honest with you. I didn't even look at college sports. But watching March Madness for the past 4 years, I'm a huge fan now. And I love to do brackets. I do about 10 brackets a year, even though I'll probably be nowhere near on some of them, but I still do them.
Yeah, I'm starting out tomorrow.
Okay. Now, speaking of brackets, which region do you think is the toughest?
It's got to be the Midwest, man. Going through that, you got North Carolina in there, you got Auburn in there, you got Kansas in there, you got Kentucky. Oh, and the Houston Cougars? Man, That's the teams right there, man. All those things are heavy hitters, man. And that's going to be a tough, tough region to get through for somebody to come out of. It's going to be real tough to get out of it. I like all of those teams' chances, but I'm just not sure who's going to make it out. That's why it's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think Midwest, because I honestly believe that any team that Kentucky end up going to, it seems like the committee always makes sure that Kentucky is in the toughest region, whether it be the South or the Midwest. I mean, you got North Carolina, you got Kansas, you got Kentucky, Iowa State. I even like Iowa State, Auburn. You've seen them, they just won the SEC championship.
Mm-hmm.
Blew out Tennessee. I mean, I mean, it's a lot. Don't get me wrong. It's some teams that could upset in the first round, like Ohio State, Georgia State, Seton Hall, teams like that. Washington can beat Utah State in the first round. There's some teams that can upset in the first round in the Midwest.
It's hard.
I know she ain't saying New Mexico. I know. I ain't picking New Mexico.
They just threw them in there.
I learned my lesson about New Mexico State. I'm not doing that again. But, I mean, yeah, it is a lot of teams that's in there. And I'm definitely going with Midwest. So just to finish it off, I know the bracket, whenever you do your picks, they're due by Thursday. But I want to go ahead and give a fresh start on who you think will be in the Final Four at the end.
I'll
make the picks now.
Duke. I got Duke in there. I got, surprisingly, well, not surprisingly, surprisingly, I got Michigan State in there. I got Virginia Tech. And just for the sake of, can I say Duke again?
You can't say Duke again. How are you going to pick Duke twice?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's mine. I got Duke, of course. I got Kentucky. I don't know why you don't want to pick Kentucky for somebody.
Go ahead.
I got Tennessee. And I got Texas Tech. My shocker.
Wow.
Yes, my shocker would be Texas Tech. They disappointed me in the conference tournament, but I don't think they would disappoint me in the NCAA tournament. That was my four.
I hope you ain't got that on your bracket.
I ain't telling my bracket. You won't hear about my bracket till Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't telling you my bracket. Nope. This is just a gut feeling. I'm speaking from the heart. That's all I'm saying.
I ain't missed it.
Well,
but yeah, man, those are my four.
I got four. We'll come back on that on Friday.
Oh, yeah. With our prediction.
Yeah, with our real prediction. We actually going to say what's on our bracket. But that's all the time we have for today. We'll be coming back to y'all on Wednesday with some more topics. I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast just as much as me and Reggie have. And we will see y'all Wednesday.
With more sophisticated ignorance.
I know that's right. All right. You got anything to say to him before we go?
Wildcat fever.
Wildcat fever. I know that's right. Hey, and y'all watch my Spurs. We're playing the Warriors right now. Just saying prayer for us.
I know that's right.
All right, man. We'll holler at y'all Wednesday.
Peace.
Peace.